This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news menu for tomorrow and Thursday includes back-to-back trips to Capitol Hill for Fed Chair Jay Powell, his twice annual report to the Congress. Technically, it's called the Monetary Policy Report to the Congress, as mandated by the Humphrey-Hawkins Full Employment Act of 1978, if you're curious. A useful shorter title might be the Here's What the Fed's Thinking About the Economy report. There will, of course, be various and sundry questions from lawmakers. One thing that is definitely going to come up, though, is the Fed's bond buying program and when the Fed might start slowing things down. Bond buying wasn't something the Fed normally did until a financial crisis in 2008 and also now.
In a bad time, such as in the COVID crisis, you know, the Fed did a lot of things to, you know, improve the liquidity conditions in the economies.
That's Yiming Ma. She's an assistant professor of finance at Columbia Business School. And liquidity is what makes it possible for companies to do business, for them to get their hands on cash, to invest in new projects, to borrow, basically, so that they can grow. The Fed, to improve those liquidity conditions, is buying $80 billion worth of Treasury bonds and $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every single month. That is a lot of liquidity and a lot of cash.
You know, I think we're very much used to the Fed now buying bonds from the market. I think the key is just to think about how can we get back to where we were without shocking the market.
Get back to where we were, that is to say, without all that liquidity. So we thought perhaps an analogy might help.
So think of, you know, if there's like a lake.
All right. Picturing a lake. Go ahead.
There have to be boats on the lake that have to be able to get around, right? And so if the water level is too low, then, you know, it just does not function smoothly for boats to go from one side to the other.
The boats, companies, need liquidity to do business and keep on moving. To torture the metaphor just a little bit. So in the middle of a pandemic,
the Fed is basically adding some water in that lake to keep the liquidity or to keep the water from completely drying out.
The water here is those billions and billions in bonds and securities the Fed has been buying for going on a year and a half now.
But now if suddenly the Fed is drawing support, you know, that might scare everyone, right? Because they don't know if, you know, suddenly the adding of the water stops, if there's still going to be enough water in the system. And so no one goes out on the boats and no one trusts the lake anymore.
And that right there is the whole smash. It's why Jay Powell has said again and again and again that the Fed is going to be really, really clear and really, really gradual when it starts to taper down its purchases of those bonds.
Because sometimes people's reaction, the fear in the market, is also something that can make the system sort of stop working.
You might have heard the phrase taper tantrum. That potential market reaction is what that's about. Right now, with the economy growing, consumer confidence at a 16-month high, it looks like there's enough liquidity in the system. But there are still 7 million fewer jobs than in the before times. There is the Delta variant, and who knows what else, just around the financial corner. Thanks again to Professor Ma at Columbia for that analogy with us.